It's time for a special spring pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, and we'll share news, information, and advice on all things housing related this hour, and ask you for your support of this program. If so, we have a very special thank you gift for any pledge. Financial planner Kevin McKinley joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
Tell me about this Making the Most of Your Mortgage mini money booklet.
Yes, it's something that people should not fear a mortgage. Rather, they should look upon it as a tool and use it to their best advantage to not only protect themselves, but also enhance the rest of their financial life. And it's available to those who pledge at any dollar amount online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
For listeners who are not familiar, a little bit of a background on this unique premium.
Yeah, we designed this so it would be a very cost-effective and environmentally friendly gift to those who pledge at any level. These On Your Money mini money booklets, I provide them for free to Wisconsin Public Radio. So 100% of the proceeds go directly to WPR. And so all you have to do is pledge any dollar amount, and then you will receive via email or regular mail, which again costs little or nothing to ship to you, this On Your Money mini money booklet, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, and your information remains confidential with Wisconsin Public Radio. I don't see it. I don't know who pledges, who doesn't pledge. I only take them for their word for it, Joy, when they say, I have a question for you, Kevin, for the show, and I'm a regular pledger.
Now, I'm actually looking that up while they're not. No, we don't do that. We do not do that. But I will say that we have one pledge so far already.
Are we done? Is that our goal?
No, our goal is 300. Oh. So 299 pledges
so
to go. And you can help us reach the goal. And you can pick up Making the Most of Your Mortgage, the mini money booklet that Kevin has prepared and is offering for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And what's special about this particular On Your Money mini money booklet, Kevin?
It's Making the Most of Your Mortgage. It has not been offered on this show since 2011. You cannot buy this anywhere. Many people call us and say, hey, I'd like to buy some of those copies. We do not sell copies of this mini money booklet. We've just updated. We'll talk about why it's safer to have a mortgage and the money rather than no mortgage and no money. We give advice for current homeowners on what to do on their mortgage. We'll give advice to would-be buyers on how to get the best mortgage rate, what kind of homeownership you can afford. We'll talk to older homeowners as to what they should do with their mortgages, decide what is the best between a 15-year and a 30-year mortgage, a fixed versus adjustable rate, and what you should do with the money besides paying down your mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, Kevin, doing the series on you know, the housing issues recently, and we had, I mean, so much interest in that. I mean, it's our biggest investment of our lifetime.
It is, and it's such an emotional investment as well, too. You know, the statements in our 401ks or IRAs, those are pieces of paper. And they certainly, we all understand how important those numbers on that paper are to our financial future. But we live in our homes, and we have all of our good times and bad times at home within these homes. And so it's a very emotional thing, and sometimes that's a good thing. But other times it can lead to wrong decisions on your home, and especially when it comes to a mortgage. And you know, you mentioned about people having a great deal of interest. We've had this happen in the past, but it's especially true with this mini money booklet, where people who say, you know what, I'm pretty much got my mortgage figured out or my mortgage situation figured out, but someone else I care about does not. And it might be a child or a grandchild or a relative who's either struggling, or maybe the kids are trying to buy their first home or something. And rather than, you know, give them information, just sometimes people pledge, get this, and then pass it along to that person who needs the information more either than the person who's pledging.
Make your pledge now. Help out Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener supported Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of any amount. And we will send you Making the Most of Your Mortgage as your thank you gift. WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are looking for 299 pledges before the end of this hour to reach our goal. And yes, that is a huge pledge goal for an hour, but that's because during On Your Money, you have really come through and shown your support. We know it is doable with your help. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. That being said, if you have a question, especially a question related to home buying or your mortgage, 1-800-642-1234 is the call-in number, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. And we do have a caller. David in San Francisco is with us first. Hi, David.
Hey, morning. Yeah, we've got, I understand you got rain. We wish we had it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I thinking about the subprime of just 5 years or so ago, the biggest problem of that was people had used this puffed up collateral for the price of their home. And then when the housing market crashed, they had to not only take a loss on the value of their home, but they had to pay back the entirety of their puffed up value. So I'm just wondering if your advice is of, you know, getting the best use out of your collateral isn't just the same thing over and over again.
Well, Kevin, David thinks that people are using their mortgages as an ATM. Is that what's going on?
See, this is what we get for
taking calls from California.
Yeah, that's right.
No, David, that's an excellent point. And used a mortgage is like a tool. Let's say a chainsaw. And chainsaws can cut down trees really quickly, very efficiently, with little or no work on behalf of the logger. But used improperly, they can be very, very dangerous. And the same thing is true with mortgages. And that's why people have to use mortgages responsibly. But I've seen enough cases now in, 25-something years of doing this, where people have tried to do the right thing according to their own intuition or what was taught to them by their parents or grandparents and pay down that mortgage as quickly as possible. And they devote all of their resources to getting rid of the mortgage, which is awesome, as long as nothing ever bad happens in the future where they need money not only to live, but perhaps for other things, bigger emergencies for it. And so they end up house rich and cash poor. So I agree with David completely that people should use mortgages very responsibly. They should not use them just to go on vacations and then be pleasantly unsurprised when they have to pay that money back, and worse yet, when they're upside down on their mortgage.
We are talking about mortgages and home ownership and welcoming your questions about them for Kevin McKinley, financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC. And we are also asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. We count on listener contributions. You make up the single biggest piece of the Wisconsin Public Radio budget. And this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio would not be the same without your support. So make that pledge, make a contribution of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge in an amount that's comfortable for you, and we will send you as your thank you gift during this hour of On Your Money, the mini money booklet, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. Again, that is yours for a pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kevin, since we're talking about mortgages and home ownership, how are things going in the housing market these days?
Well, actually, pretty good. Let's start with the ratio of homeowners to renters, which is kind of an indication as how how confident people are when in terms of buying a home or continuing to rent. It's currently at 65% nationwide, meaning 65% of single-family homes are occupied by people who own them. And that's down from a high of 69% 6 years ago. And it's the lowest figure since 1995. And obviously that's because of the housing crisis. Generally, some people who couldn't afford to stay in their homes are now renting. But there are also a lot of people who are a little leery of purchasing a home just because of their own personal situation, or possibly they're not confident that the housing market is going to be strong enough where they're going to be making a lot of money in the future on their homes, and therefore they don't want to make a big investment to it. So they're less buyers, a little tighter lending, and then the concern about the appreciation in the future. Wisconsin, though, in terms of ownership ratio, is actually pretty high compared to other states. It's at 68.6%.
Nationally, what percentage of homeowners have a mortgage?
A little over two-thirds, and the average balance is usually about $150,000 or so for those who do have a mortgage. The average equity that people have in their homes is a little under 50%. That's higher than the last couple of years, but not nearly as high as before the housing crisis. And Wisconsin is actually doing a little better again than nationwide. Our balance is a little lower, and the equity ratio is a little higher.
So can we say that the housing market has recovered?
Let's say it's recovering. It's been getting a lot better. Prices have had the biggest rise in 2013 since before the crisis. Foreclosures are now had the biggest fall since 2009. And 60-day delinquencies, meaning people who are more than 60 days behind on their most recent payment, is at the lowest rate since 2008.
Well, does this mean that higher home prices in the future?
It could. But housing prices are generally driven by three different factors: interest rates and lending standards, demand for the homes, and supply. And the problem with those is twofold. One is the demand for it, because we don't have nearly enough people moving out of their parents' basements or out of apartments and forming households and buying new homes as we'd like to see for the housing market. It's an understandable sentiment, but we don't have enough people to drive big prices for it. And then a lot of people just aren't selling their homes for whatever reason. Either they say, you know what, I got a 3.25% interest rate on my mortgage. Why would I want to jump up and get a new 4.5% one and get a new home and all the new issues that go along with that? And then home builders aren't as flush as they were, say, 5 or 6 years ago, and so they can't construct enough homes. So between that, the lending standards and higher interest rates, we're probably going to be lucky to muddle along on housing prices over the next few years.
So do you think after the brutal winter and the snow that's in the forecast for northern Wisconsin today is going to cause a bunch of for sale signs to go up?
Yeah, if I were a realtor, I would not be marketing on today, especially homes in Wisconsin to people in, say, Florida or California.
But spring and summer will be beautiful. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. Kevin is a financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. And he is here with information and advice on home ownership, mortgages, anything housing related during this special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We are offering for a pledge of any amount during this hour the mini money booklet, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
A house in the middle of our street. A house.
We are talking about our houses and our mortgages during this edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley. And let's go to the phones. Sheila in Littleshoot is with us now. Hi, Sheila.
Hello. I have a question, which is something my husband and I have wondered for a very long time. We get conflicting information about this. We built our first home, which everyone said was a no-no. We should have started with a starter home, but we did not. And we are on a very fast track to pay the mortgage. We make an extra payment every year. We're going to have it paid off in the 15 years that we intended to have it paid off in. And everybody keeps, not everybody, but we hear a lot of people say that we shouldn't do that. At this point, we don't even have enough to make any deductions in the mortgage left. It's the standard deduction is all we can take. So, you know, as a tax benefit, it hardly even counts there.
It's a good question, Sheila, and congratulations on getting on that track. I would not leave a mortgage open simply for the tax deduction. Generally, like you said, most people, the majority of people, do not take the itemized deductions. They take the standard deduction, and even if they do have interest, the interest usually isn't enough to boost them up in many cases. What I would have you look at instead is, first of all, are you and your husband both working outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. Are you maximizing your retirement plan contributions?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. Are you planning on paying for their higher education expenses to some extent?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have anything in the future that would require you to spend more than, say, $10,000 to $20,000 on it, something you have to buy, like a new car or some kind of bigger expense that you're looking at?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All of your answers to your questions, Sheila, have told me that you should slow your roll on paying that mortgage down. And the reason being is that you get a bigger benefit generally from putting money into pre-tax at-work retirement plans or using IRAs than you save by applying that to the mortgage. And it's unlikely that in the future that you'll be able to borrow money at as low of an interest rate as you have on your mortgage for a car or for college or anything like that. And even if you were able to get as low of interest rate, because you're probably paying like, what, maybe 3.5% to 4.5%?
Yep, right.
Okay. It's unlikely you'll get that type of rate in the future. And even then, you won't be able to spread it out over those many years that you can with a mortgage. You know, even a car, some people say, well, I got a car loan at 2.9%. Well, you can only pay that off over 5 years. And generally, you probably paid a little bit more in the price for the car so that you could get the incentive financing for it. Did you have a 30-year mortgage, Sheila, and then you're paying it down faster to get it done in 15?
No, we had a 15.
Okay.
Adjustable or variable rate mortgage.
Okay, there's another concern. I would much rather have people get fixed rate mortgages than an adjustable rate. So far, things have gone pretty well for people with an adjustable rates because rates have not gone up a lot, and so therefore you're probably paying less interest now than you would have had you taken out a fixed rate when you took it down. But I would be very cautious of that mortgage. It's probably not worth it at this point to refinance it, to lock it into something. But I would at least have you start building up money for retirement, college, future purchases, at least 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses set aside. And then and only then would I say, okay, start making extra mortgage payments.
Thank you, Sheila, for the call, and good luck to you. So, Kevin, is this type of logic available in the making the most of your mortgage?
Why, yes, Joy, it is. It's funny you should ask. It is available, and it's one of the things, you know, we've talked about this for a long time about the wisdom, if you will, of not paying off your mortgage as quickly as possible. And we've gotten a lot of pushback from people, in part because it doesn't make sense, in part because it's a big financial goal and, like I said, an emotional one for people too. But now we're starting to see the things with an uncertain economy, with interest rates starting to go up. We're starting to see the wisdom of slowing that down, keeping that open, and especially, you know, our first caller talked about people spending money that they didn't have by tapping their home equity. Well, that's not usually a good idea unless it's an emergency. But I am a proponent of not paying off the mortgage and instead paying off for retirement, saving for college, and even just building up that cash on the side. And then if you say, you know, we've got so much money sitting in the bank at 9%, we've got this mortgage at 4%, we don't have anything coming up, we've got more money than we possibly need, then that's the time you slide it over and pay the mortgage off.
So if you would like more of this wisdom, you can make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio right now during this edition of On Your Money. Pledge any amount. Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $10 a month or $20 a month. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio because you know that we count on listener contributions to pay the bills. And make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we will send you Making the Most of Your Mortgage, the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, and your thank you gift for a pledge of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we have just a half hour to go. And we haven't been pounding you over the head enough, apparently. 270 pledges to go that 300 pledge goal. Listeners love to wait until the last minute sometimes.
Well, I think sometimes they have to, and it's because they're in their cars right now and they're on the way to work, and that's okay. Do not, you know, don't text a pledge in while you're careening down the highway at 65 miles an hour. But if you do have the time, go to WPR.org and pledge, because what happens, people, is that at the end of the hour, everyone rushes in and tries to get on and pledge right in the last few minutes. And many times they can't get in. We get lots of calls and emails that said, I couldn't get in, I tried to. So if you want the pledge premium, or you just want to pledge to show your support for On Your Money and Wisconsin Public Radio, we value your listenership, we value your questions and your input, but we also value your dollars. So go online at WPR.org and pledge right now. And again, this is one of the things where people get a chance to say, you know what, I'm going to pledge a little bit, and I'm going to get this On Your Money Mini Money booklet. Some people do that solely so they can go through and check off and say, yep, I've done that. Nope, this doesn't affect me, so I don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of relief that they get saying, oh, I've done everything that I possibly can be doing with my home and my mortgage to make sure that not only now, but in the future, I'm protected and I'm making the best possible choices. And you cannot put a price on that sense of relief.
And you can, though, put a price on your value of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can see what number works in your budget. Maybe it is $5 a month. Go right now and make that pledge to WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge. Help us reach our goal of 300 pledges during this edition of On Your Money, and also get a copy, your very own copy, or a copy that you can give away as a gift of Making the Most of Your Mortgage, the mini money booklet, which is your thank you gift for a pledge of any amount to On Your Money here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, a listener named Adam in Connecticut says, hi guys, when planning your asset allocation, for instance, a safe versus risky asset allocation, as in a 60-40 allocation, should your mortgage or home equity be included in that calculation? Generally, how should one's house fit in the calculation? Kevin?
That's an interesting proposition, because a home is technically an asset on the balance sheet and any mortgage is a liability. But in terms of how it fits in the allocation, you really can't look at that asset as part of the bigger picture. It shouldn't be included. What you should include is the liability of the expenses of ownership, not just the you know, the mortgage payment, but obviously the upkeep and any renovating that you might need to have in the future.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you're spending more on the house, if in payments or you buy something that's going to have a bigger drain on your finances in the future, you probably have to save and invest more aggressively now to cover those future costs. But you also have to keep more cash liquid to cover any surprising expenses or to cover the mortgage payment, so that if you have to, if you lose your job or you come up short on your current situation, you've got money set aside there to make the mortgage payment, stay in the house, and get 30 more days to figure out how to do it. And to give you a good idea of that, let's say you have a $1,000 a month housing cost that's going to be true in the future. Well, you need $300,000 invested, kicking off 5% per year to pay for that $1,000 a month housing cost. But if it's a $2,000 a month housing cost, of course, you need twice as much set aside, $600,000, kicking off 5% per year to pay for the same or $2,500 a month to pay for the same dollar amount, basically, that you would have to. So the lower your housing costs are, the less that you need to save and accumulate, and then, of course, the more conservatively you can invest.
But since people can sell their house someday, doesn't that make it an asset?
Technically, yes. But the problem is, of course, and many people have gone through this either themselves or with their parents, is once you sell the house, even if you're fortunate enough to get a good price for it and find a new place to live, you either have to purchase a place or you have to use the proceeds of the home to offset the higher costs. And in this very low interest rate environment, it's difficult to generate enough guaranteed interest to pay rent from the proceeds of most homes, unless you have a significant sale price for the home and you really scale back on your living expenses. And so what you have to do is you end up using principal just to rent. And that's fine for the first 2 years, but over many, many years of doing it, eventually you eat up all of that so-called asset.
I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, and this is a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We are offering you a special thank you gift for your pledge of any amount during this hour. Making the Most of Your Mortgage, a mini money booklet by Kevin McKinley. And again, you can pledge any amount for it, be it $5 or $5 a month or $500 a month, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 261 pledges between now and the top of the hour. So help us reach that goal and pick up some great information on making the most of your mortgage by Kevin McKinley. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Brogan in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Brogan.
Hi. So we've owned our home. This is our first home. We've owned it now for about 5 years. And my wife, when we got married, had a private student loan that was a variable rate, and right now it's at like 9.5%. And we've contacted the company that holds the loan, and they said, yeah, there's nothing we can do to lower it. We've did like the auto payments and everything. So we basically contacted the bank, and they said, well, you could take out a second mortgage or a line of credit on your current mortgage to pay that off, and we'll give you a lower interest rate. So we were considering doing that, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Kevin, do you think you should take out a home equity loan or to pay off student loans?
Yeah, actually, I think that's a great idea. And especially if you're in a situation where you're responsible enough to actually consider the proposition and in a good enough situation where the lender thinks this is a good idea of replacing high interest, non-deductible interest debt generally with a lower one that gives you more freedom to spread it out. The only thing I would say is people to not do this if they feel like, you know, I'm going to take out more money than I need and I'm going to spend it away. If you can get away with only using the money for paying off the loan and then making the payments, give yourself some flexibility. I think it's a great idea if the lender allows it.
All right, Brogan. Thanks very much for the call. You can make a call and support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge, a financial contribution, as you make up the biggest slice of our budget pie with your contributions. And your contribution during this edition of On Your Money entitles you to a special thank you gift, Making the Most of Your Mortgage, the mini money booklet by Kevin McKinley. Make that pledge at 888-202-2552. Or pledge online at WPR.org. Looking for 254 more pledges, Kevin.
Oh, Joy, people do not realize how much of our self-esteem is tied up in meeting our goal. We have so little to live for. Please take pity on us, on our low self-esteem, and boost it up a little bit by pledging right now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. Joy, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know what, I've kind of got my mortgage taken care of. But if you have either adult children who are going to be buying a home, this might be a great thing to pledge now and then pass it along to them to give them some information that they should know now about buying a home, how much they can afford, how much they can't afford, how to get the best interest rate, how to shop around for a mortgage, what they need to have in terms of credit history to get the best mortgage rate possible, whether they should have a 15-year or a 30-year mortgage, whether they should get a fixed rate or an adjustable rate. And we've had several people who have asked for this premium item in the past because their parents are in a situation where they're older and they might not have enough resources to support themselves, and they're considering getting a reverse mortgage. We have a special section in this On Your Money Mini Money booklet about reverse mortgages, what to watch out for, why you should consider one, why you shouldn't consider one, where to get the best information for it. And reverse mortgages, sadly, are another tool that people are going to have to rely on so they can stay in their homes but still support their other living expenses.
So make that pledge to pick up a copy of Making the Most of Your Mortgage and support Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time. Do it because you appreciate Kevin's sense of humor and his knowledge of financial matters and how he makes these very complicated sometimes financial matters very understandable. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge and help us reach our goal and pick up a copy of the Mini Money Booklet, your thank you gift for any pledge, any amount during this hour, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. Let's go to Dave in Wanakee next. Hello, Dave.
Yes, hello. I have some questions regarding the realtor's responsibility, I guess, to explain what the style changes will bring to the sale of the house. For example, if I sell my house without the suggested style changes, I would like to know what the realtor thinks the house will sell for, and if I follow the recommendations, what the realtor thinks it'll sell for. Because, if I make a house look like Sunset Magazine and it costs me $20,000 and a lot of labor and it only brings another $20,000, why should I do that?
All right, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dave. The truth is, and good realtors and real estate agents will tell you the truth, is they don't know. And one of the dangers of investing in a lot of renovations in a home is that it might look great to you or to the contractor or whomever is designing it, but it might not look to the good to the prospective buyer. And they might say, gee, I wish you hadn't done that, because we would just as soon have done that work ourselves or bought the house for a lower price without your increase on top of it. And then when we felt like renovating, going back in and doing it ourselves. On the flip side, a lot of people who are trying to buy especially their first home, they're scraping together the resources as well as they can just to get the down payment in, much less then put another $20,000 to $30,000 in. So if it's something that really needs to be done and you're having a hard time selling it, I would recommend you strongly consider it, especially if you can do it in a way that's fairly neutral and doesn't insert a lot of personality into it, so it can appeal to the greatest number of people possible. But the fact of the matter is, the realtor really doesn't know. They have an educated guess, but it's in an open market. It's the buyer is the one who determines it, and one thing that you do might be perceived to be fantastic by the buyer, and another thing may be perceived to be the biggest waste of time and money you could possibly do. So you have to kind of go with your gut instincts and hope for the best. I would probably lean towards not making the renovations, though.
Thanks, Dave, for the call. If you have a question for Kevin, we'll try to get to it after this short pause. But I hope in the meantime you will make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are falling short of our 300 pledge goal. That's a very, very high number, a very high pledge goal for this hour. Looking for 238 more pledges. Yes, it can be done. If you want to support Wisconsin Public Radio, if you want to increase your support to Wisconsin Public Radio, if you want to get a copy of Making the Most of Your Mortgage so you can give it to someone else as a gift, make that pledge now, any amount, WPR.org or 888 888- 800-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money LLC. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network.
It's my house and I live here. I want to tell you it's my house and I live here.
We are talking about our houses and our mortgages, and welcoming your input during this special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley. And while we're on the subject of home ownership and mortgages, Kevin, it seems like we should discuss if owning a home is a good investment at all. Is it, Kevin?
Well, you would definitely think so if you just looked at the superficial numbers. 50 years ago, the median home value in America was about $18,000, and today it's closer to $250,000. Wow. A recent survey from Gallup said asked Americans what is their best investment, and they said their home. This was the first time in a few years they have said that, but they have said their home. However, those people are being fooled by those numbers.
Oh, how so?
Well, first of all, those figures that we discussed, $18,000 to $250,000, doesn't include maintenance and updates. So those people who own that proverbial house over the 50 years had to put in probably 3 to 5% of the value per year, just for fixing things, for bringing it into, you know, the 21st century. And more important, the numbers do not account for inflation. And actually, if you're concerned about inflation and you are a homeowner, having a mortgage can be a great inflation fighter.
How does a mortgage help make money for homeowners?
Well, in two ways. The first one is, if you don't pay off the mortgage any faster than you have to, you have the opportunity, of course, to use that cash for other purchases that you need to make, or to invest it, like we said, save in a pre-tax plan in the 401k, or to pay to cover emergencies. But in terms of fighting against inflation, because a mortgage has generally a fixed monthly payment, most people take fixed rate mortgages out. And as we've talked about, you should always take out a 30-year mortgage, not a 20-year, not a 15. Take out a 30-year mortgage. That mortgage payment stays exactly the same in dollar amounts for 30 years, 360 payments. And as inflation slowly creeps up over time, and hopefully your pay and the value of the home goes up as well, the portion of your monthly expenses that is going towards your mortgage actually shrinks, because it still stays fixed while everything else is going up around you.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways a mortgage can be a benefit to homeowners?
Absolutely. If you use a mortgage, it allows you to purchase a house and live in it, rather than trying to save enough to pay cash for it plus pay rent on top of it. And this is a more subtle benefit, but it allows you to share the risk of the home value and your situation with the lender, meaning that if you just buy a home and pay cash for it, or if you have a paid-off home, the home's value, for better or worse, is all on you. But if you've borrowed the money for it, yes, you are leveraged for it, but the lender now has shared some of the risk of the value of it, but you generally share the gain. You get to sell the house for whatever you want in the future, and if you make a bunch of money off it, you don't have to share the proceeds with the lender. All the lender asks is that you just make that minimum monthly mortgage payment, and you get to do whatever you want with the home.
So, Kevin, is making a pledge to On Your Money during this hour a good investment?
I would definitely recommend people take out new mortgages for as much as the lender will allow, and then transfer that dollar amount over to Wisconsin Public Radio. No, but if you do have a mortgage and you're concerned about what to do with it, pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to get a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. Any dollar amount, $5, $10, $15, $50, $100, $1,000, you get a copy of this. I don't see the information. When you do pledge, it all stays with Wisconsin Public Radio. It's one of the most cost-effective membership benefits in public radio. All the money goes directly to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm very happy to offer that, happy to be on the air. But pledge now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Jerry on Facebook says, I think the logic of not paying off your mortgage faster is that the low interest rate you are probably paying right now is surely the cheapest money you will be borrowing for quite some time, especially with the cost of borrowing on the upturn. And this is explained in Making the Most of Your Mortgage, Kevin?
Absolutely. We tell you what you should be doing with the money when you're not directing it towards extra mortgage payments. We also talk about the benefits of having a mortgage and the money versus not having a mortgage but not having any money. And if we see a distinct rise in interest rates, there will be a lot of people out there who borrowed money from the bank in the last few years at 3 or 4 or even 5% and actually will be able to make a safer rate of return on their money that approaches that interest rate. And right now we're already seeing that. In fact, some longer-term CDs out there are close to 3% in terms of what they're paying. And I know several people who refinanced or bought homes in the last few years have a mortgage that's 3%. So those people can technically put money in a CD and earn the same rate of return that they're paying on the mortgage and still have access to their principal.
So for more information, a pledge of any amount, we'll get you the Making the Most of Your Mortgage Mini Money Booklet, authored by Kevin McKinley, financial planner, and our guest on this On Your Money show every week. So make your pledge to help support this program and all of what you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is listener-supported public radio. So make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 10 minutes to go. 10 minutes to go. 200 pledges. This is going to be a nail biter, Kevin, but I'm sure that we can get pretty darn close to that humongous 300 pledge goal with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I know that the phones are ringing off the hook right now. So go online, WPR.org. So as we are wrapping up our special edition of Making the Most of Your Mortgage special, a lot of listeners would like to know. In fact, we have a caller who would like to know the best way to shop around for a mortgage. Where do we start for that, Kevin?
Begin actually with your own situation. The better off you are in terms of your credit history and credit score, the more likely it is you'll get the best deal on a mortgage and be the most attractive customer to a lender. Check your credit scores by going to myfico.com. Pay about a $20 fee to see the scores, or you can get a free advertisement-supported score at creditkarma.com. We'll put both of those links up at onyourmoney.com later on. Make sure all of your credit information is correct in advance by going to annualcreditreport.com, and you can see all the raw credit data once per bureau per year free. So go there and make sure that everything's correct, because if you're sitting in front of a lender and you have an offer on a home, you're waiting for it to be accepted, that's not a good time to try to go back in and fix errors on your credit report that may affect your credit score and may affect your ability to get the loan. And then once you have all of that information in your hand, you also want to be able to present to the lender how much money you need and then why you need it, whether it's a new mortgage or a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit.
Okay, check, check, did that, then what?
Well, if you already have a relationship with a bank or credit union and the lender, start there. But don't stop there, even if they say, yep, you're good to go, we're all ready. Shop around, look at other local lenders, community banks and credit unions, look at other large, national lenders. A lot of people are getting mortgages through Quicken Loans, and that can be a good place to start for if you want something that's a little more over the phone and online and not in person. And you also might want to look at a service like LendingTree.com, which takes your information and then sends it out to a bunch of lenders and allows them to bid back to you. The downside of that is several people have used this, have said they're overwhelmed with offers and contacts from these lenders. So be cautious about going there first, for better or for worse.
So once you have offers, then what do?
You want to compare and contrast, and not just the interest rates. You might find that a lender offering you a slightly lower interest rate has higher upfront expenses or closing costs, and so you're going to end up paying more in the long and the short run for that loan than you would that might have a slightly higher interest rate but not have all those big upfront expenses. And you're okay asking the lender about difference and saying, look, we'd like to do business with you, but it seems like this other offer that we have is a little more convenient or a little more conducive to doing doing business with them. What can you do, or what are we missing here of why we should take your offer instead? And definitely don't choose by dollars alone. If you do have a local lender and you're comfortable with them, you like the relationship, and more importantly, they're going to keep the mortgage, which a lot of lenders don't, you might want to look at that one first.
Okay, and then that's it?
Nope. Even once you're done, you still have to verify that when you're signing, you know, those 284 documents you sign when you are closing on a house and a mortgage, that it does fit with what you were promised originally. And oftentimes, you know, banks and lenders generally aren't trying to trick you, but there's a lot of information there. And sometimes in the communication, one thing that's said 6 weeks ago can get lost by the time you're actually ready to close. So keep all of your documents handy, make notes in your conversation, and then compare what you were told 6 weeks ago to what's happening when you're actually signing and then when you start actually making the payments.
All right. Well, great advice. And if you appreciate great advice like this every week during On Your Money, pledge now to say thank you to Kevin to help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, and to pick up a copy of the thank you gift, our premium for this hour for a pledge of any amount. Making the Most of Your Mortgage by Kevin McKinley. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have just 5 minutes to go, though I'm sure they'll continue to take your calls during the news. Don't delay. If you would like to support this program and pick up a copy of Making the Most of Your Mortgage, now is the time. There is barely no more time left. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 178 pledges needed, Kevin, to reach the goal. It's going to be tough, but we are going to get close, I bet.
I'm calling in right now. I can only pledge a little bit at this time, but I've pledged earlier in the show, and I'm going to pledge often as well just to get the numbers up there. Yeah, people, you know what? People have pledged in the past and said, okay, you know what? I don't want the one that's being offered right now. I want the one that was offered last time. I just didn't bother to make a pledge at that time. Well, this one probably won't be offered on a pledge for several more years. It hasn't been offered since 2011, but we've updated it since then. So this may be your last time in a long time to get the On Your Money Mini Money booklet, Making the Most of Your Mortgage. Find out what to do if you're a homeowner, if you're thinking about buying a home, if you have a friend or a loved one who's thinking about buying one or struggling to make mortgage payments, or if you have a relative who is older and needs to either sell their home or try to raise money from the home equity so that they can support themselves. There's a segment in there on reverse mortgages, what to watch out for, what to look for, why you should look for one, and then why you may want to stay with it. And that's all contained in this mini money booklet, but it's only available to you for the next few minutes if you pledge now at WPR.org or go to call 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Mark in Eau Claire, who said, I always enjoy Kevin's On Your Money shows, and I always learn something from them. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for that pledge. That is so wonderful. And I want to also highlight the positive here, Kevin. 130 pledges have come in during this hour. That is outstanding. That is, you know, that is triple. That is quadruple what normally comes in during an hour. So I just thank you so much for your support. You still have time to support On Your Money right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Making the Most of Your Mortgage Mini Money Booklet is yours as our thank you. Kevin, what's the website of the week?
Oh, it's a really nice one. The New York Times put up an awesome interactive calculator that allows you to decide if you should continue to rent or if buying a home will give you some payback, and how long that payback will take depending on the value of the home, what you would do with the money, the cost of rent, et cetera. It's a really awesome site. And even for people who own a home and are thinking about buying a new home and moving up, it's a really neat calculator. But again, we'll put that up at onyourmoney.com later on today.
And Kevin, 30 seconds to go. So one last appeal from you.
Please, people, and you know, this is one of the few shows on public radio that actually can give you some tangible return on your dollars, whether it's this mini money booklet or it's information that we give. You can take steps, you can listen for free, and take steps that hopefully improve your life financially. This is the time to say thank you. We did that. It worked. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Four more words before we go.
Spend less, have more.
Thank you very much, Kevin McKinley. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.